Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Our pal is Jessica Blaylock from Fox Sports Florida. Hey, Jessica, you hear us okay? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? By the way, Amber, you're sitting on $1 million idea. You need to screen print Hooters is not canceled on a t-shirt and start selling that.
Seriously.
Hooters is still available.
Unless it's in Italy, because then I think it is canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's canceled. But right now, Hooters still available.
So Jessica, tell us, first of all, okay, and I wanted to talk to Jessica today. Number one, we like her a lot. But number two, also,
I love you guys too.
I feel like she can give us a good perspective because she's right in the mix with two of our teams here, okay? With the Panthers and the Marlins, who, of course, were right in the thick of spring training and about to start things up in a little more than a week. How did you experience Wednesday night, one of the strangest, if not the wildest, nights in sports history?
Right. Well, it's crazy because Wednesday I went up to spring training and everything was totally normal. Obviously, we had just finished a couple home games with Florida Panthers. They went on the road to play St. Louis, got a huge win against St. Louis. We're getting ready to face Dallas. You start kind of seeing all the news about the potential of postponements. You saw the news breaking with the NBA and the decision that they were going to make. You had a feeling that the NHL, because they share so many facilities with the NBA, may follow suit. But when you see the official news, you know that not only the NHL is going on hiatus, but MLB has made the decision to push back opening day by 2 weeks. I think it's a little surreal, right? Because you've never really experienced something like this in sports before, but at the end of the day, you realize the big picture and that, you know, public health, public safety is really the number one priority right now. And, you know, it's most important to just really follow suit with the leagues, the decisions that they're making. And at the end of the day, you know, a couple of weeks in the long run is really not that much time. When you're looking at public health and public safety as being the number one priority. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little surreal to think about, okay, no hockey right now, especially when the Panthers were playing really good hockey, kind of finally getting back on track. And then, you know, knowing that opening day is going to come and go without any actual baseball. So definitely surreal, but obviously understand why these decisions are being made.
Had you heard maybe players either talking to you or just overheard any players even before the official announcement was made, just how strange it would be if we had to play games with no fans, that kind of deal?
Well, not really, because a lot of this, when the Panthers were still at home, wasn't really to the level of severity that it reached while they were on the road. And for spring training, it was just kind of, you know, we're going to go about business as usual. Guys are so focused on just getting prepared for the start of the season. you know, getting ready for opening day. They've all kind of got their own individual plans of what they're focusing on. And I mean, you've seen it with outside distractions before, and obviously in different ways, like whether it was talk of players getting traded, whether it was, you know, whatever it may be, distractions are always going to be there in some sort of capacity, right? But players kind of have this ability to drown out distractions. So there really wasn't any feel in the clubhouse. There wasn't any feel when I would talk to guys one-on-one on, oh, well, this is what we're going to have to do if this happens. This is what we're going to have to do if this happens. It really was baseball conversations and preparing for the season and what guys have been focusing on during spring training. And you know, me going around the clubhouse kind of introducing, well, before they shut down the clubhouse to media, introducing myself to, you know, new faces on the team that I hadn't had a chance to say hi to yet. So I think really at the end of the day, it was still about staying focused on the task at hand. And then whatever decisions were going to be made moving forward, you know, leaving those to Major League Baseball, leaving those to the NHL, and then just kind of going from there.
So now everything's shut down. How much access do you still have to these guys? I don't know how this personally affects your job. And if, in fact, you have spoken to them, how are the players
right.
on both teams reacting?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's just really kind of on hiatus as well, including the media, you know, for the Panthers and for all the teams around the NHL. There's no practices. There's no meetings.
Are the Panthers back? Are the Panthers back home? Because I mean, they were supposed to be in Dallas last night. So they flew back.
Yeah, they flew back from Dallas last night. Once the decision was made to postpone, suspend games, the Panthers headed back from Dallas last night a little bit earlier than planned. So they did get back last night. And for right now, you know, like I said, there's no practices, no team meetings. Everyone's just really kind of in a wait and see holding pattern.
So Marlins players are just hanging around Jupiter.
Yeah. As far as I know, you know, we got the official email yesterday from the Marlins that, you know, all media activities would be suspended, as well as, you know, spring training games and so forth. So I'm not 100% sure, because obviously I haven't had a chance to go back to Jupiter since that decision was made or really talk to anybody. I'm not sure what individual players' plans are. And I'm not sure if guys are going to, I would assume, stick around in Jupiter, or either maybe get themselves settled in Miami, getting ready for the start of the season. But again, it really just comes back down to being in a wait and see what the league mandates, what the league thinks is best moving forward, and then you kind of just respond from there.
Two questions here for Jessica. Jessica Blaylock, Fox Sports Florida, here with us. Two questions here. The first, one Panthers, one Marlins. For the Panthers, and this is solely just your opinion, you're not going to have any inside info here.
Right.
When the NHL eventually gets going again, are they going to, do you feel that there's a possibility that they could just skip right to the postseason based on the way the standings are right now? And as far as baseball goes, baseball, because it's a rhythm sport, they can't
right.
necessarily just say, okay, we're starting opening day. Do you figure they're going to then go back to, let's have a few spring training games and then start baseball?
Yeah, you know, the starting with the Panthers, man, I really hope they get the opportunity to play some more games. I mean, they were right in the thick of it. They got themselves back into a good position. You know, they were, like I said, they were playing some great hockey. They had gotten it together defensively. Chris Drieger was great in net. You know, they had just beaten St. Louis, the defending Stanley Cup champions. So you sure hope, right, that they would get their chance to play their final 12, 13 games of the season, whatever it may be, and possibly make it to the playoffs. You know, that was the goal the whole season. But knowing how few games were left in the season, is it crazy to think that the NHL may just look at who's currently sitting in a playoff
yeah.
spot and start the playoffs? I don't think that's necessarily crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe they look at your overall winning percentage based on the number of games that you played, you know, because some games had a couple teams in hand.
That's
some
a good
games,
point.
Right. So, you know, there's so many different potential scenarios, and I have no doubt that the NHL is currently trying to figure out how they're going to approach it, but I really have no idea. As far as baseball, you know, you look at spring training And spring training, the reason it was so long is because a lot of times back in maybe the old days, guys didn't necessarily come into camp in shape. They needed to get they needed a month to get ready for the season, right? Well, guys are so good about taking care of their bodies, sticking to nutrition plans, working out during the off season, that a lot of guys feel ready for the start of the season after about 2 weeks. So I'm curious to see, and again, I have no idea. It's completely a guess. I'm curious to see if maybe once those 2 weeks that they're deciding to push the season back start, if they'll just pick up the schedule where those 2 weeks would have started and then tack on the first 2 weeks of the season at the end of the season. Because you look at the Marlins schedule, for example, they're starting out with all NL East opponents. You can't not play 10 to 15 games right against the NL East. That's right, just too important, you know? So again, I'm really glad I'm not the one that has to make these decisions, because I can't imagine the conversations that are going on right now. But, you know, it's all about just following the lead of the leagues, following the lead of at Fox Sports Florida, our team partners, deferring to what, you know, is best overall for not only athletes, the organizations themselves, but the public too. And you know, it will get back on track. We will get back on track eventually. Sports will be back. Baseball will be back. Hockey will figure out a way to come up with a solution that hopefully favors everyone. But right now, I'm just going with the flow, waiting and seeing what each league is going to decide to do, and then we'll go from there.
What are you going to do to pass the time? What are you binging on Netflix? What's on tap?
Let's see. I'm going to spend a lot of time with my dog, because once baseball starts and we get back into travel, it's going to be crazy. I'm going to take advantage of going to the beach. Let's see. What do I want to binge on Netflix? You got any good suggestions for me? I was watching The Walking Dead, but every season is exactly the same.
Well, that's why I bailed on The Walking Dead.
I'm surprised you didn't bail on that years ago. I think Zaslow gave up on that years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe Lost. I know. You know what?
You've never seen Lost?
I've never seen Lost.
Oh,
and I don't know.
Okay.
Surprisingly, I don't know how it ends.
I was able to avoid the ending of
Breaking Bad and went back and binged Breaking Bad during baseball last year.
Okay.
So maybe Lost. Maybe I'll get going.
That's a good one. Yes, you will like that. I just recently caught up, because it's on live now, still on Showtime. But over the last couple months, I watched 7 seasons of Homeland, and I loved Homeland.
Oh, nice. All right, so if you guys reach a point where there's not much to talk about, maybe we could just start doing a weekly segment on what Blaylock is binge-watching and my thoughts on the show so far.
All right, but Lost, I think, is a good one to start, all right? We'll check back in with you in a couple weeks. You tell us
we need material, so we're going to come back to this.
Yeah, tell us whether you think they're going to get off that island, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, good job, Jessica. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.